Yeah. Okay, so we have, just to review a little bit, so we have the question is, right, so the question was, we said, is that, in Pirsum you have the mitzvah, is, the idea is Pirsum, which is an effect, which comes about through the continued existence of the Nair, but it's a mitzvah, and mitzvah normally has a fine, simple structure, like a Maisa mitzvah. So the question is, how'd they set up, Nair Chanukah? Did they simply say it's a Maisa Hadlaka? You know, the action of creating the Nair of Pirsum. And the effect is a nice idea, that's the point of the whole thing, but halachically is Maisa Pirsum, that's the mitzvah. Or do you say no? Is that they set up, the kiyum is in the actual effect of the Pirsum. So the Maisa mitzvah is the Hadlakas HaNer, but the kiyum mitzvah is in the result of the Pirsum, which comes about through the Nair's continued existence. So if the Nair goes out, even though you did the Maisa mitzvah, since there's no Pirsum, therefore there's no kiyum mitzvah. And you're not yotzei. So therefore you're zakuk to it to make sure that you get the kiyum, because that's really what you have to get. You have to get the kiyum. Okay, so that's, that was the svar, right? Okay. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara seemed to conclude that kavzayin zakla. You don't have to rely on it. So the Gemara says, aye, but you have a seeming statement which goes against that, because it says, mitzvah misha tishka chama shachorek menashok, which means mitzvah is from shkiyah until tachorek menashok. Which seems, what does that mean? Doesn't that mean that if it goes out, you have to relight it? What else does it mean? That's how long you must keep it going for. So the Gemara answered, no. First answer was no, dilo adlik malik, which means no, it doesn't mean that you have to keep it going for that long. But it means that simply, when are you allowed to light it? So you have a window. Any time between Shkia and Techa Marashak, that's the time when you have to light it. But if it goes out, whatever, it's no problem, you don't have to relight it. Just saying the time isn't the time that it must continue to exist. It's simply the time when you have to do the action of Hadlaka. That's the first answer. Second answer is no, that time is not talking about when you light. Really, you can light it all night long. Doesn't matter. Any time during the night. But the time is saying how much oil the candle must have. How much oil must be in the candle and then there when you light it. So the amount of time is the amount of time. Okay, let's say a half hour worth of oil. Okay? So that was the question. But he doesn't care when you light it. So you have machlokas. First sheet holds, I don't care about the oil per se. The halacha is it just matters when you light it. You have to light it in that window. The second one, the Amar holds, no. I don't care when you light it, as long as you have the amount of oil which will last that half hour. So the question is, what's the machlokas? And also they said, the second doesn't sound funny. I mean, what value is it that, how could you have pierced them in the, how could you pierce them in the middle of the night? You know, in the middle of the night, no one's on the streets. And even if so, how do you get this amount of time, a half hour? Because that's the amount of time that people at 4:30 are on the streets. Yeah, but we're now on the streets altogether. So it sounds like a totally extraneous thing. Okay. So those are the problems, right? Those are the problems. So the question is, how do we get started here? So I think what Ben's saying is, for starters, it's a good start, is that the first position makes good sense. Because he holds that, remember, the first guy, the Kavzah Zakla guy held, you have to actually produce the effect of Pearson. Right? He holds, no, it's a Maisa Mitzvah. It's a Maisa Mitzvah, and therefore you can't tell me I have to sit around waiting. That's not a structure of a Mitzvah. It's a Maisa Mitzvah. But what is the character of the activity? What's the character of the action? So he holds that it's an action of publicizing. I mean, it's an action of, no, it's true publicizing is a result. But just because publicizing is a result, that doesn't mean that you can't characterize as an action of publicizing based upon its assumed potential result. I mean, like if I hang up a sign about some concert or something, I'm publicizing the concert. Maybe someone will take it down in 5 minutes. Yeah, but my action was an action of publicizing. It's true, something may happen that will end up preventing the result from occurring. But in terms of my activity, wouldn't you say that I did an action of publicizing? I lit a candle in the time where people are on the streets at my window. That's an action of publicizing. Maybe the wind comes 10 minutes later, blows it out. So, look, there is no publicizing. 1 minute later, there isn't. In fact, the publicizing doesn't result. But in terms of my activity, and that's his idea, is that it has to be, you know, it has to be. You have to focus it into an activity. In terms of the activity, I did an activity of publicizing. It's exactly the same action that a publicizer would do. Happens to be, he got lucky, and it lasted for a half hour. I didn't get lucky, you know? But the action, that's what it was. The action is an action of publicizing. So let's say you go, you miss the time, or people are no longer on the street. Why can't you do it anymore? Yeah, because it's not an act of publicizing. It has nothing to do with people. It has nothing to do with public. I mean, it's nothing. That's a good logic, right? Now, how long is it going to have to last for an act of publicizing? It's, what do you say? How long would it have to last? How long? How much oil would it have to have?
I guess the time that time frame
that's left.
Yeah,
it's not clear exactly. I mean, you could say any amount or a significant amount. I don't know exactly how you can define that. Or you could say however long is left in the time. Like, for instance, he definitely wouldn't say. I'll tell you what he wouldn't say. Let's say, again, 4:30 to 5 o'clock is the time. So let's say lighting it at 4:45. Right? He holds you could do that. You could light it in that time. He definitely wouldn't say put in a half hour's worth of oil. Because the action is an action of publicizing. Now, since I know that publicizing is only going to occur for 15 minutes, so at most, I'm going to have to do is an action of publicizing to put in 15 minutes of oil. Right, a half hour would be crazy. There's no sense in a half hour. The action of publicizing means that the action which will bring about that result. The result can't go more than 15 minutes. Doesn't have such a thing. Now, you could argue even less than that, but it would seem to be at most, it's definitely not going to hold like the second sheet that you need a half hour. Okay, because the action is the action of bringing the fact, so the king can't outdo the effect. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, I mean, you could ask the question even, let's say the guy holds Kavsa Zakakla, the guy holds you have to relight it. Right? Let's say that guy. Now, let's assume, would he hold you allowed to light it, let's say, at 4:45? Like, would he hold you have to do at 4:30 exactly, or presumably 4:45 would be okay with him? It doesn't say it doesn't say not. Now, and he holds Zakakla, comes to Zakakla. So I have to, if it goes out, I have to relight it. Now, up until what point do I have to relight it?
5 o'clock.
Up until 5 o'clock. So presumably he holds, if you hold the halacha is you have to produce the result of piersum, it means the entire, from now until the entire time. Right? You have to be vigilant until the end of the time. So presumably this guy who's holding Enzachla, that is, you don't have to ensure the result, you just need an action, but the action is going to be that action, the action which will allow it to last till the end of the time. So 15 minutes. And was it, oh, he's just saying, his only argument on the Kavsa's Ugly guy is that you can't say, I have to sit there. It has to be built into the action. So what's the action? The action's gonna be the rest of the time. Presumably it has to be, just like Zakla held the head to be the whole time. So the action's gonna have to be one which has potential for the rest of the time. So if I let it at 4:30, it's gonna have to have a half hour worth. Because that's the Pearson. Pearson was a half hour. So it has to be, I'm doing a hot luck of Nershel Pearson. It has to be able to last for the entire time. But at 4:45, well, 15 minutes, whatever it is. You know, but that seems different. It's an action of Pearson. After the time, Dilo Adlik Malik, after 5 o'clock, forget about it. It's zero. Because there's no Maisa Pearson at that point. Okay? So that position, I think, makes sense. That's the way you'd naturally think about it. I light at 6 o'clock, it doesn't do anything. I mean, in the middle of the night, 3 in the morning, what kind of piersum is that? If the action is piersum, how could that be anything? Okay. So the difficult position is the other position. The position which holds, there are two problems with the other position. First problem is he holds decline in the middle of the night. So in the middle of the night, what does that shaykhs have to piersum? Altogether. Right? That's problem one. And problem two is, assuming I do it in the middle of the night, so what's this idea of a half hour? Well, that sounds like a crazy thing. And if they can do it in the middle of the night, so what does it mean, Mishtishchah and Tishchah Orgim Rashok? It means the amount of oil I have to have is the amount of oil that if, theoretically, I would have lit it at that time, then it would have lasted for the entire time, Pearson. I mean, it sounds like a game. If I would have, but I didn't. Right now I'm lighting it now. So that sounds like an arbitrary time. That's the difficult position now, right? Okay. And that's the main problem. I think the problem, what's the question is, why wouldn't you say, it sounds simple. The slide which says that you do it in that time, it sounds very simple. That's Pearson. See, the one thing which is difficult, and this is just a starting point, so you may notice it's difficult, in general, we said Mishnah and Megillah, in general, Mitzvah Sayom, or the whole Yom, Mitzvah Halayla, or the whole Layla. That's the way it works. Layla is a Zman. Zman HaMitzvah is the Layla. That's a Zman. To say a Zman HaMitzvah, I don't think you have this anywhere else in Shas. Zman is Mishishah Hamad Shechareg Manashah. That's a functional thing. You could say that. But as a Zman HaMitzvah, it's weak. I mean, what kind of Zman is that? Like, it's just not a Zman. Like, you have Zmanim in Halacha. You know, you have a certain Yom, or you have Laila, you have Leil Tazvav, you know. You have maybe until Chatzos. I mean, what kind of Zman is that? Until people, it depends where in rush hour ends. In New York, Zman is until 9 o'clock. In Boston, it's till 8 o'clock. In Idaho, it's till 5 o'clock. And,
it does currently make us crazy.
Yeah, it's exactly. But it's a funny Zman. What kind of Zman of Mitzvah is that? Everything in Halacha is precise Zman. You know what I mean? A precise Zman. Shkiyos Hacham is a good Zman. But Achtechoragim and Ashok will look at the Talmudoi and see when they're on the street. What kind? And so the Gemara is like, in a sense, so it's difficult to figure out. It makes clear practically. Because, like, what, do you ever have a Zman, a mitzvah that doesn't have a Zman, that's like this totally subjective, amorphous thing when people are off the streets? I mean, is there a halachic reality to people being off the streets? Is that a Zman? What kind of a Zman, a mitzvah is that? What kind of Zman, a mitzvah is that? That's a difficulty. That is a difficulty. So how is that Shita gonna explain it? So how is the side who holds that is the Zman going to explain it? I mean, does he just say that's his Zman? The Torah, the Rabban made up a new Zman, a mitzvah?
So he's going to say that it's not a mitzvah Zman. It's not a mitzvah which is inherently tied to his Zman.
Okay, good.
Like other mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah of Pearson.
Good.
It just so happens that the tool we use aren't
good.
Candles, and they don't work during the day, so we have to do it at this time.
Okay, and why can't you do it after?
Why can't you do it after? Because the
good,
point is
Pearson. Exactly. Good. Exactly. Good. Exactly. So Ben says good. So Ben says good because it's not a Zman. The Zman is really Delilah. Zman is called Delilah. You can't have a Zman like this. But what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to do a Maisa Pearson. It's an action of Pearson. Now, an action of Pearson means an action of publicizing. So, if no one's on the street, if it's after the time of being on the street, it's not an action of publicizing. Okay? So, the Zman really is all night. If you could publicize in 3 in the morning, that would be great. But it says no such thing. No one's on the street. So, therefore, it's because of the nature of the activity that it has a Zman. That's the Zman. So descriptively, that's the Zman HaMitzvah. But it's not really a Zman HaMitzvah. The Zman is really the night, because you can't have a Zman like that. The Zman can't exist like that. So the action, the definition of the action, is an action of Pearson. That's his Kiddush. That the action is an action of Pearson, and therefore, it creates a Zman for itself, which is an abnormal halachic Zman. It's not really a normal halachic Zman. But it exists secondarily, descriptively, you could call it a Zman HaMitzvah. Okay? Fine. So what's the other guy going to say? What's the other side? I mean, that sounds like it makes sense, though. I mean, that's good. That's good. I mean, it sounds convincing, right? So what we're saying is that's well and good, assuming you say it's a Maisa Pearson. Maisa Pearson cards is man and for itself. But the other man, the Amar, could hold it's not a Maisa Pearson. And we'll get to why. We'll get to the point of argument in a little bit. But let's just first try to explain this position. He holds, there's no such thing as a Pearson. Pearson is like the philosophy or whatever. There's no such thing he holds as a Maisa Pearson. Pearson was the result. And like he says, we're not Kavsa Zakla. You're not bound to the result. It's a Maisa Mitzvah. So a Maisa Pearson is a funny idea. Because Pearson was really a result, and you're trying to do is to make an action of a result. He'll say, I mean, that's a move. That's a move. You could say, well, you can't do that. You want to say Pearson, Pearson is a result. You want to say an action of lighting. What kind of Maisa Pearson is a chop? You're telling me that you're going to define the activity based upon the potential or the assumed result. That's not so simple. So you can say there's no such thing like that. Rather, what's the mitzvah? It's a Maisa Adlaka. You have to do Adlaka's Ner. Okay, Adlaka's Ner. I mean, we'll get to some more of the details. But since it's a Maisa, the mitzvah is a Maisa Adlaka, so now the question is, when should I do it? So now, what do you want to tell me? I have to do it in this time between Tehor HaShkia and Tehor HaShok, but that's not a Zman HaMitzvah. There's no Zman. Is it any less of a Hadlaka if I do it at 3 in the morning, if I do it at 5 or 4:30, and at 4 or 45 in the afternoon? The Maisa Hadlaka, that's not a valid Shir, not a valid Zman. The Zman is Laila. That's a Zman. And once you see Pearson also, but Pearson, since if you posit that you get an idea of a Maisa Pearson, then you intrinsically limit your time because it's not going to be Pearson. But if it's Maisa Hadlaka, then you're bound to give a normal halachic Zman. Because it's all like any time. So when should I do it? Oh, Laila. Laila's the thing. So the question then is, but he does hold something. It has something to do with Pearson because he holds, for instance, the location. It has to be by the path of Rosh Hashanah or whatever. And also it has to have the shear and the oil. Right, the oil in the candle is this man of Pearson, right? But I think so. How could he do that? See, that's good. Is because See, what's halakha? What does halakha mean? Halakha means you're creating an heir. That's what a halakha means. You're creating an heir. Now, the question is, what kind of an heir? Well, there's different. An heir has properties to it. An heir has properties. So, for instance, one property is its size, right? Its length, the amount of oil, the shear of the heir. Right? Another property of an heir is like the location. That's a property of an heir. Like you have a dining room light, a kitchen light, a bedroom light, bathroom light. Because a light qualifies a makom. It lights up a makom. So the question is, the makom is a characteristic of a light. Right? The makom and the shear. The shear of oil is the characteristics of the light. So it's saying it's a maisa hadlaka. That's a maisa. Maisa hadlaka is an heir. But hadlaka is ner shel pirsum. It's a certain kind of an heir. So what does it mean, ner shel pirsum? It means its properties are going to be determined by pirsum. So how much oil should it be? The amount of oil, which is the amount of oil for the effect of pirsum. It's ner shel pirsum. So the shear of the oil is a half hour from that amount of time. The makom, what's the makom of the ner? A makom pirsum. Right, on the street. But what are you going to say? Zman isn't a characteristic of a ner. You don't say this is a 3 o'clock ner. No. Zman is when I am doing it. Right? When I am doing it is a zman. It's a zman of the maisa. But a maisa hadlaka, you can't limit it to a certain time. That's what he showed. It doesn't make sense. The zman is laila. So the only things you could say is whatever properties of the ner could qualified as an ner shel pirsum. So it's makom and it's shir. Defined as an ner shel pirsum. But it's a maisa hadlaka of ner shel pirsum. So it means the properties of the ner have to be pirsum properties. How much oil and how much and where it is. But again, what time it is isn't the property of the ner. That's a property of my action. But my action, you can't halachically say I have to do it in this and this time because it's not as mana mitzvah of hadlaka. Okay. Again, the other guy gets around it because. Well, one second. So back. Hold on one second. So, but the oil, right? So, how much oil do I have to have? So, let's say I light it at. So, I need a half hour of oil because that's the property which defines the distribution. Now, if I'm lighting at 4:45, I still need a half hour because he's not saying look at the result. He's saying you need to create an air shell pirsum. So what's a ner shel pirsum? It means you're defining the properties of the ner itself. Now, the ner, how much oil is the oil of a ner shel pirsum? The amount of oil is a half hour. It doesn't matter now when am I doing it, because you can't get into that. You're looking at the intrinsic property of the ner. How much oil does it have? So a half hour is zman pirsum. So it doesn't matter if I'm at 4:30 or at 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock. Or that's what defines it as a ner shel pirsum. But again, the second guy, or the first guy, held by a different idea. He didn't hold it to maisa hadlaka of ner shel pirsum. He was a maisa pirsum. Maisa pirsum, so that's, it has to be in the time, that's an action which will produce the result. So therefore it has to be in the time of pirsum, and how much oil? However much is left, as long as that result is gonna be. It'll be 15 minutes, it'll be 15 minutes. You following? So just to line up all the shittos, I think it's very good, is that, kafta zakuk lahel, they're all dealing with the same problem, is that you have here a result, which is pirsum, and you have a maisa, you have to have a maisa mitzvah. And the question is, where do you draw the lines here? How do you incorporate result and maisa mitzvah? So the guy who held kavza zakakla, he held that the kiyum ha-mitzvah is really tied in with the result. That the maisa is very nice, but the kiyum is really the result itself. Okay? The other shita doesn't buy that. He holds a mitzvah has to be a maisa. He can't say the kiyum is later. That's what he doesn't buy. It's a maisa ha-mitzvah. But the question is, how far apart from that Kavza Zakuka guy is the Kavza Ein Zakuka guy? How much is he rejecting this idea of Pearson? Is he recognizing the idea that the essence here is Pearson? He's recognizing that. It's just that he's not willing to say you have to wait around. So what they do, Chazal took the idea of Pearson, which is a result, and they focused it in on the action. And they created an action of Pearson. Okay, even though Pearson is in, by its true nature, is really an effect, what they did is they telescoped the effect into the action. And they said, there's an action of pirsum, and that's the mitzvah. The action of pirsum. So that's gonna be, what does it mean, an action of pirsum? An action which should produce the result of pirsum. Okay, that's a chiddush, that's a move. But he's saying, because he wants to maintain the idea of the result, but he doesn't want to say that they left it up to waiting around. That's a funny structure. So they had to take the result and, so to speak, to artificially characterize the action as an action of Pearson based upon the assumed result. Right? The first guy, the other says, no, that's This shita, Kamsa Yindaklat, is rejecting that idea of the result. The result is not very nice. It's a result. That's philosophy, the result. But halachically, it's hadlaka. That's the mitzvah. So my son hadlaka. How did Pearson get involved? Well, they said, well, what is the definition of halakha? Halakha is creating a nair. What kind of nair? So the type of nair is an Ershel Pearson, which is based upon location and based upon the shear and the oil. But the timing is not the characteristic of a nair. Timing is when I happen to do it, but then it has to have some halakha. It has to have an oil fixed man. This man's going to be the whole oil. So it's really the question of these two shittas is how far apart is the Kavs Angel like going from the Kavs Zakel Kagai? That's what it's a question. It's like you have a nice spread of the three possessions, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay?